Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Psalm 24. In verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads, and the King of glory shall come in. I feel the King of glory. I feel the King of glory sweeping into this room. Lift up your heads. I'm going to preach this thought for a few minutes today to the King. To the King. Let's pray one more time. I thank you, Lord, for your presence in this house. Lord, we don't have to invite you here. You are here with us and among us already. Lord, and you have done great things, and you have let your peace, Lord, rest on us today, and your sweet presence rest on us today. I pray now, Lord, that your power, Lord, would sweep through this room, that it would shake us, Lord, that it would draw us close to you today. And I pray that you would help me to preach your word the way that you want, Lord, that it would, Lord, be in alignment with your will and your purpose for this day, for this service, and for every soul that sits in this house today. We give you the honor and the glory and the praise. If you believe it today, would you shout in Jesus' name and clap your hands to the Lord as you're seated today. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm just going to try and preach this word, preach this thought, preach this appeal to you today, the way that I feel the Lord has laid it on my heart. There is a war raging. And it is a war for the souls of men and women. It is a war for the lives of people, the souls of people, the minds of people. Powers of darkness are waging war against families, against the church, against morality, against righteousness, against holiness, against the things of God. It is right and wrong, good and evil. Our world is in turmoil. And I don't say any of this to upset anyone, but the way of the world is progressively getting worse. And it doesn't matter who our elected officials are. It doesn't matter what promises can be made. The world is in turmoil. War is brewing beyond our borders. There is political unrest everywhere. Natural disasters, as the Lord said, would come in the end times. There is murder. There is violence. There are children being killed in schools. Days ago, the world witnessed the televised brutal assassination of a man. And I'll say this to the parents in here, keep your kids away from that video. I have to say it. It will disturb them deeply. But to that, the world is becoming desensitized to violence, to murder, to things that should unsettle you. People hate one another. People are at war with one another. Ideologies are at war with one another. The news cannot be trusted. World leaders and politicians cannot be trusted. Wickedness seems to abound on every front, in every area and aspect of every government and every country, in every movement. Corruption, wickedness, darkness, sin, unrighteousness. There is so much confusion in our world. People do not know what to believe, who to believe, where to turn, what's real and what's not real. There is so much uncertainty. There is so much hatred. There is so much division in our world today. And it is becoming to a point that it is no longer only words being hurled at one another, but it is real physical violence that is being threatened and carried out from one side to the other. War is raging in our world today. And it is a sign of the times. It is a sign simply of the things that the Lord said would come to pass. War is raging. And within a war, there are battles. Within a larger scale war, battles take place. And we find ourselves on the battlefield every day. It may be a different battle every day, but it is a battle every day. And in addition to the larger war that rages, you find yourself on the battlefield. You might be fighting battles in your home. You might be fighting battles in your marriage. You might be fighting battles at school, at work. You might be fighting in the battlefield of your mind, which is the most common battlefield, I believe. We fight battles as a church. We have fought battles. We will yet fight battles as a people, as a church family, as a movement. We will fight battles. You may be fighting battles in your life today that nobody else knows about, but it's a battle every single day. You may be fighting battles in your mind and your emotions that nobody understands, but nonetheless, it is a very real battle that you fight every single day. The enemy has come against families in our church, individuals in this room today, and you're fighting battles. Every day, battles. In ancient times, in medieval times, in battles, you may find an army almost completely overwhelmed. Numbers are dwindling. Energy is spent. Hope is fleeting. They're becoming overrun. Men are dropping like flies. The enemy is surrounding. But then in the midst of the fighting and the chaos of the battlefield, in the midst of the swords swinging and the arrows flying and the blood spilling. In the midst of all of the chaos and fighting and confusion of battle, a cry is heard. To the king! You see a banner raised above the swords and the spears. It's the flag. It's the banner. It's the crest of the king. And he is on the battlefield now. And a surge of energy and morale jolts through the weary army as they rally towards their king. And the tide begins to turn. And the enemy cannot make sense of why the dwindling army, the weary army that has been beaten down now for hours, is starting to withhold and starting to rally and starting to gain strength and starting to gain stamina and starting to gain energy. The enemy is turned back. The enemy is defeated because someone cried out a rallying cry to the king. The soldiers see now that they are not fighting alone. They remember what they're fighting for. They remember who they're fighting for, because the king has entered the battle now. We are not alone. We can rally to the king. There's a cry going forth in the spirit today, and it's saying, to the king! We sing an old song that says, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting for the Lord. But in Exodus 14:14, it says, the Lord shall fight for you. I'm telling you today that we're not just fighting for him, but he is fighting for us. The Lord shall fight for you. Exodus 15:3 says, the Lord is a man of war. Deuteronomy 20:4 says, the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies and to save you. We do not serve a passive king today. We do not serve a passive God today. But I want to tell somebody that's in the middle of your battlefield, in the fight of your life, that the king has stepped on to the battlefield today. And he will fight for you. He will fight for us. Church, it might feel overwhelming. It might look bleak. It might look dark. And it might feel hopeless. But Isaiah wrote that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard, a banner against him. In the midst of the battle, in the midst of the chaos, the king's banner is being raised high, and I've come to be a voice in the middle of the battle today that cries out, to the king! To the king! Don't lay down and die. Don't lay down your sword. Don't look for a way out of the battle. But you need to what we need to do today is to rally to the king. Would you clap your hands now? Would you stand to your feet? And would somebody shout, I'm running to the king. I'm running to the king. We've got to rally on the king. Oh, I feel morale rising again. I feel energy rising again. I feel life coming back in again. I feel hope rising again. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The psalmist wrote, I will lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Somebody needs to lift your head today. You need to pick your head up. You need to lift your eyes up. It's not about where your feet are. It's about where your eyes are. I will lift mine eyes to the hills. My help is coming. My help is coming. Look up, look up, look up today. Lift your head today. Here comes the King of Glory. He's stepping into your situation. Here comes your help. Here comes your help. The tide is turning. The tide is turning. We need to rally to the King. To the King. To the King. We're about to win this fight. We're about to win this fight. Romans 8 and 31 says, if God be for us, if God be for us, who and what can stand against us? I wish somebody would just take a praise break right now. I wish somebody would just lift your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost, lift your hands, clap your hands, leap for joy. You'll have to forgive me for getting excited, for getting loud, but I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the King of Glory sweeping back into this place. There's all kinds of places that we could run. There's all kinds of things that we could do, all kinds of things that we could try, things that we could try and change, ways that we could try and come up with on our own. But I'm telling you, the answer today for the church, for the world, for you and for me is to rally on the King, to get back to the King. We've got to rally on the King today. Look up, look up, look up. You're looking this way, you're looking that way. You got your head hanging down, but look up, look up, look up, look up. Lift up your eyes to the hills because your help is coming. Your help is coming. The King of Glory shall come in. We need to rally on the King. We need to rally on the King. You might still be fighting, but you're losing because you're too far from the King. Get back to the King and fight. Get back on the King's position and fight how the King is fighting again. Get back in close proximity to the King. He's waving the banner today. You can see his banner held high today. Rally back to the King. Rally back to the King. Rally to the King's position. I still believe we can win this fight. Not just can, but will. I still believe, I still expect victory. I still expect healing to come. I still expect revival. I still expect prodigals to return. Oh, the Lord was giving me dreams last night of prodigals walking back into this place. I still believe. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how bleak it is. I don't care how far they've gone. I still believe that God will restore them. I still believe God is going to do signs and wonders and miracles and heal and deliver and set free. I still expect victory. I still believe it. We've just got to rally on the King. We've just got to get our strength back. The closer you'll get to him, the closer we'll rally to him, the more our strength will rise, the more our energy will rise. I still believe it. I'm going to rally to the King, and I'm going to fight the way that I used to fight. I'm going to fight the way I did when I was fresh out of the water. I'm going to fight the way I did when God first filled me with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to fight with the same ferocity and passion and zeal and intensity for my home, my family, my school, my city, my husband, my wife, my kids, my prodigal, my church. I'm going to fight. I'm going to rally on the King, and I'm going to keep fighting. And I'm gonna win. To the King. Yay. musicians, you come. There's not much more I can say. I feel the Holy Ghost moving in this place. I'm not gonna push my own words beyond what God wants to do. Stand with me today. Would you stand with me and lift your hands right now? If you're a visitor today, I love you. I'm sorry if I've blown your eardrums. It's like the writer wrote that it's like fire shut up in my bones. I feel the urgency of the moment. I feel the urgency of the moment. God is trying to pull somebody out, not just individuals. He's trying to pull a church and a people and a group out of a place of being overwhelmed and looking like defeat is incoming. I'm telling you that God will do what he said he will do, and he will step onto the battlefield, and he will fight for you and for me and for us. He is for you and not against you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Who can stand against us? And so that is my cry today. It's the cry of the Spirit today to the King. You felt overwhelmed, surrounded, compassed about on every side. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a banner, a standard against him. God.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.